Okay, thanks much, Goliad. Let me just clarify with the inspection when I mentioned product being sold. Usually, for most commodities in the United States, an inspection certificate is not required for commercial transaction. However, prudent traders request an inspection. And when they request an inspection just to ensure the product is of marketable quality and it's an investment. So somebody can buy and sell apples without an inspection if they want to. But people who want to protect their investment usually ask for inspection. So I hope this clarifies that. For export control to the United States, we do not have mandatory classes or grades for most products. We have special products where certain times of the year, when it is imported, it must be at least class one. But most countries export into the U.S., the inspection service is the last agency they have to deal with, because we don't grant the authority to export to import to the U.S. This belongs to AFIS. AFIS does a pest risk analysis in the country seeking to export. And if they said, well, the product is safe, the product comes in. If it is a product where we have a special inspection requirement, it has to meet class one, that will be done. But for most tropical products, I think the AFIS requirement is like it's a pest risk analysis to say the product is free from pests and diseases, or the product is grown in a region that is free from pests and diseases. Not only tropical, but most other countries. That is the primary requirement to export to the U.S. Just the product has to be able to meet the AFIS requirement. Did I answer all the questions, Goliad? Okay.